Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm finally recording something in English because I haven't been doing so since quite a long time. And I've been mainly focused in the Spanish audience. So I apologize for that. I just wanted to share some insights into these Leo energetic portal that is opening now, and it's going to go through the 11th of August. This is called in some new age or new consciousness or astrology, type of setup. It's been called the Leo portal, and it's an energetic portal that happens every year. But this year in particular, at least I am feeling certain weird energies, and I wanted to share it with you in case you find yourself in the same place, in case you are suffering the same things that I have perceived and realized myself. And this is why I'm recording this, just for the purpose of helping you if you happen to be transitioning through the same energetic, mental and emotional experiences. So my hope is that this audio will be of help. Basically, what I am perceiving is that we have the opportunity to release massive amounts of crystallization, stagnant energies within humanity. I'm talking the collective, the human collective, and also the personal. The personal aspect within ourselves, and we are having the opportunity to release massive amounts of stagnant energies that do not belong really to us, that are the result of misperceptions, programmings, and misbeliefs of who we thought we were. And this information, those beliefs, those programmings have been conditioned by other forces who were not wanting to have humanity free and liberated and expressing itself in its true nature. So this is kind of a test, if you want to see it that way. And we are going to be entering some kind of tunnel, and this is an energetic tunnel, but it's going to condition our vision, the way we see things, the way we see ourselves, and the way we see humanity. Inside the tunnel, there are mirrors. This is kind of the hall of mirrors, this idea that you walk through different mirrors and you look at yourself in the mirror and you see deformation. You don't see yourself how you truly are. So these mirrors are going to be reflecting false images of who you are. The problem is that we are not recognizing that we are in a tunnel, and we are not realizing that we are looking through the mirrors. And we are not realizing that these mirrors are reflecting back to us a false image of who we are. The only thing that we are aware of, at least this is what I have been suffering in the last days until I realized what was happening. The only thing that we are aware of is the emotions. And so we are going through very dense emotions. Some of us, I don't know, maybe you are not. Maybe you are fantastic and happy and radiant, and I'm really happy for you. But there's a lot of people who are now suffering, and they are in some kind of depressive state, in a state of doom and gloom, not realizing exactly what is going on. And this is being added to all the trauma of the last 2 years. So it's like suddenly another extra layer of darkness. And so there is a lot of negative self-talk that is happening now, because we are not realizing that who we are looking at in the mirror, that is ourselves, is not who we truly are. So we are seeing, you know, horrible things about ourselves, you know, the flaws, and we are having thoughts of despair, like, well, these emotional states are always going to be the same. I'm never going to be able to, you know, snap out of them. And there's a whole range of negative emotions, negative beliefs, and negative thoughts and perceptions that are being forced upon us by dense or dark energies or dark forces who are not wanting us to do the work of transformation that we can do until the 11th of August, so that we really step into a new reality, shutting fully the door to all the false images of who we thought we were, who we thought humanity was, so that we can step up into a new octave of self-identity and self-recognition of our radiant and glorious self. So we have an opportunity to step up, rise up in frequency. But in order to do that, we need to cross this period until the 11th of August. And these dark forces or involutive forces who do not want us to evolve are trying to do our best, their best, to program us and to make us, you know, stumble upon these mirrors, these false images, these false beliefs, and these false ideas of who we think we are and who they want us to think that we are. So I'm recording this audio in just, you know, to help you if you see or recognize yourself as being in this tunnel, seeing and perceiving things that are not nice about yourself, about humanity, falling into a lot of self-criticism and negative self-talk. I managed to snap out of that negative state just when I realized that this was a trick. It was a con. It is not real. The tunnel is not real. The mirrors are not real. And the mirrors are not reflecting who I truly am. Yes, I am not perfect. Yes, I haven't been always, you know, fantastic, like anybody of us, but I'm not going to be, you know, make myself be guilty all the days of my life, because at some moment in my life I was less than the perfect ideal that I have about myself. And these negative forces, they know us very well. They know our weaknesses. They know, you know, that maybe I have an abandonment program, that I have, you know, abandonment issues, or that you have, you know, any type of complex, and they play around the wounds that we have. They know very well the wounds that we have. They know us better than we know ourselves to be. So they know exactly which buttons to press to get you triggered, to get you started into negative criticism and negative talks and so forth. So I hope this audio helps you, you know, transition this period and not listen to all these negative voices. Don't look at those mirrors, identifying yourself with the mirrors, and simply cross this period with this idea of letting go of everything that is not true and step up into the new reality in which we might be collectively, if we manage all of us to transition through these kind of tunnel process, or maybe it's a test to see how well we manage to distinguish what is real from what is false. And in order to distinguish what is real from what is false, we need to claim our true identity. We need to step into our true identity. We need to recognize and appreciate and be grateful for our true identity, who we truly are in essence. So I hope this message helps you, and sending you much love, and stay strong, and wishing you all the best. Blessings. Bye.